I'm here with head coach of the Iowa Lakes women's basketball team, Ashley Martin. You guys had a pretty good win tonight. The first quarter was a little rough, a lot of turnovers both sides. Then you guys kind of cleaned it up in the second quarter and got on a nice little run. What do you think contributed to just being able to play cleaner in the second quarter?
I think just relaxing, settling in. Our kids are a little tight right now. You know, we had a tough loss on Saturday at DMAC, and I think it just made us a little tighter. You know, we're not playing loose right now, and we're going to start seeing a lot more zone, and we're practicing it every day. You know, we're embracing it. Our kids are getting better, but it still slows the game down, and we like to play fast, you know. So it's going to take some time and adjustment. We talked about it at the end of the game of just, you know, we just got to pass fake a little more in the zone. But I thought our kids kind of settled in. We made a couple shots. We got the ball moving, you know, and then just really good to see the patience in the zone.
Sure. Yeah, actually, in the first half, you guys only shot like 36%. Mm-hmm. Then in the third quarter, you shot 71%.
Yeah,
was a lot more ball movement, it looked like.
Oh, absolutely. I thought the ball movement was better. I thought we really settled in. And I think some of our shooters, you know, for sure Sam, maybe at times in the first half was kind of forcing it a little bit. But I thought our ball movement, we flattened out the zone. We got high post catches and we were able to reverse it a little bit. And I think those are always higher percentage shots for our shooters. So, I mean, Sam, huge, huge job in the second half. And I'm proud of her, you know, 1-for-8 in the first half and doesn't stop shooting, you know, and that's a shooter. She's got to keep shooting, and she's a huge, huge piece to our puzzle. So really good effort by the kids in the second half for sure.
Yeah. Brianna Wendland was a little more assertive again tonight. We haven't really seen that, at least at home, since kind of the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty nice to see that. Obviously the turnovers were a little high, but you want to see her being assertive.
Oh yeah, we need her being assertive and aggressive. You know, that's when she's at her best. She can attack the rim. She's got a great first step, a great knack for finishing at the rim. And so, you know, she's learning how to be active in the zone. Us as coaches, we're working on how to get our playmakers the ball in the zone. So she was very active. I thought she finished around the rim really well. She made some great pull-up jumpers. So really good to see her continue to grow her game. I mean, that's a kid that's never had to pull up before. And now she's having to learn how to pull up, and she's really embracing that and challenging herself. I thought Charisse, too, same thing. You know, she's a kid that can always get to the rim whenever she wants, but now the scout is out, you know. So you got to be able to hit that pull-up jumper, and I think they're both doing those things.
Yeah. It doesn't really get any easier the next couple games. Do you just want to talk about the next week or so in the schedule?
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely tough challenges here. And we got Iowa Central at their place on Saturday. I think that's one of the toughest places to play,
sure,
for sure. So, you know, they got the band right behind our bench. So that's going to be a tough challenge for us. But I think our kids are, you know, they're continuing to improve every day. They're embracing the grind. It's tough for freshmen because they really don't know what to expect. But, you know, we got to be ready to go. We got to continue to improve in zone. Iowa Central usually plays a lot of man, so I'm intrigued to see how they'll guard us. And then Wednesday, we have NIAC.
Yeah.
We have NIAC, yeah. And so, you know, they're going to press. You're going to play up and down for 40 minutes. You're going to have to be able to attack. So it's a tough stretch for us. We got to be ready to go. We got to keep improving every day, which is what we've talked about from day one. So, yeah, we'll just really excited to see where we head from here.
Sure. Thanks, coach, and good luck Saturday.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh.